This is Here and Now, and I'm in Birmingham, Alabama today, speaking with voters ahead of tomorrow's special Senate election. Republican Roy Moore is facing Democrat Doug Jones. Randall Woodfin is supporting Jones. He was just sworn in as the mayor of Birmingham, and at 36, he's the youngest mayor of this city in more than a century. I stopped by his office at City Hall this morning. Mayor Woodfin, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
And you are supporting Doug Jones in this race. Do you think at this moment that he has a chance to win?
I think if turnout is high enough tomorrow among Democrats, absolutely.
And what are the key groups that you think need to turn out in a way that would give him a victory?
Believe it or not, I think it's Generation Boomer X and Y. I believe we need a slight higher turnout among Generation Y, who probably rarely vote in special elections. As well as it relates to race, believe it or not, blacks and whites, Democratic voters within the state of Alabama, African-Americans.
There have been a lot of high-profile African-American politicians coming down here to try to turn out the vote. Do you think that makes a difference to people in Alabama when somebody like Cory Booker or Deval Patrick come in to Alabama and try to rally support for Doug Jones?
Without a doubt. I mean, these two guys, we have a former governor and a former great mayor who's now a U.S. senator. These two gentlemen are held in high esteem. They know how to motivate people, not just within your state or area, but among African Americans. So, yes, I think they make a difference as far as exciting people and understanding the importance of the special election.
One of the things that we've heard, we've been speaking with voters, Republican voters in particular, have said, you know, I'm not that happy with what has happened in this election in the campaign, but I don't feel that Doug Jones would represent the people of Alabama, who are generally conservative Republicans in a lot of senses.
So possibly that's laughable. You have a person by the name of Roy Moore who has been kicked off the Supreme Court, state of Alabama, not once but twice. So we're giving people third chances who don't uphold the Constitution and are very comfortable breaking the law. Let me tell you what's under attack in America is decency and integrity from elected officials. When you think of the President of the United States or Roy Moore, they present a leadership crisis, in my opinion. And I just fully outright disagree with the statement those people made.
Now, you're the mayor of Birmingham. You're the youngest mayor in, what, more than a century in this city.
Yes.
What do you think will happen in Birmingham if Roy Moore is successful in the Senate election? What do you think that will mean for the city and the state?
I think it means the same thing with Donald Trump being president. Birmingham, Jackson, Mississippi, New Orleans, Louisiana, Atlanta, Georgia. All of these cities have new mayors, progressive mayors, mayors who understand that we're on the front line of fighting not only for justice, not just for policing reform, not just improving the quality of life of the people we represent, but real issues that affect everyday people where we can be intentional about solving their problems. As it relates to Alabama and your question, we just have to continue with due diligence to help the people of Birmingham, which will inherently spread out to the metro area and then the state. We can be a beacon. Birmingham can be a beacon and an example of an elected official who understands servant leadership, having a budget where we can be intentional about the resources we allocate.
Do you think that the economy would be hurt if Roy Moore wins?
I think that is a possibility. I think when it comes to my job on a local level, which is industry recruitment, which is finding a way to bring more jobs online, I have to be intentional with those people in a position to bring jobs to our city and just have to share with them. We're not all the same. Some of us are actually decent people, and we understand our role as elected officials.
As such a young mayor, how much does the history of this city, the bombing at the 16th Street Baptist Church, George Wallace, how much does that play into the Birmingham of today and really this election that's going on right now?
Know your history so you don't repeat the things that didn't work for us, that gave us a black eye, things we're still healing from. But I think it presents an amazing opportunity to show the world, the city of Birmingham, understands not only what progress means, but when having a progressive mayor in place, we can do things as it relates to not just the intangible of image, but actually helping the people who live in the city.
So in this last day before this election happens, what are you going to be doing?
Whatever Doug Jones needs me to do, if that includes knocking on doors, making phone calls personally, whether it's a robocall, knocking on more doors, whatever it is, I'm ready.
That's Mayor Randall Woodfin, the mayor of Birmingham, Alabama. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hey, thanks for allowing me to be on. Thank you.
And we also spoke with the Republican Secretary of State, John Merrill, who's supporting Roy Moore. If you missed that on the radio, you can find it at hereandnow.org. We want to thank our hosts here at WBHM in Birmingham, especially Gigi Duban, Andrew Yeager, Daryl McCullough, and Chuck Holmes. Best parts coming up next for me, Robin. That's barbecue.